Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sources from the Sofa. It's me, Rome. We also got AT and Jay-Z here tonight, Thursday night, October 2nd, around 8 p.m. Pacific time. I'm watching the Yankees celebrate as they won a really good game. They close out pretty well. Good pitching, good fielding. That was the most surprising thing out of the Yankees' victory to close out the Red Sox. Now they move on. High expectations being a Yankee. And then I got the double box here where Aaron and Jason apparently are 40 seconds ahead of me. So they knew about the fumble at the goal line way before I did with the minute to go in the fourth quarter. Niners looked great in the first half. Haven't done anything since then. So I didn't really watch much of the third or much of the fourth, but it just seems like all these 49er games go the same way. They're just ugly.
Well, for a minute, you scared me, Rum, when I knew we were ahead of you in the football game, but I thought you were saying the Yankees game just finished. I'm like, dude, you're a whole 10 minutes behind us at this point.
No,
that Yankee game was over a little while back. So, okay, all right, just want to make sure. Like, I was like, I think your whole system is just about a super delay.
Does Rome have like that dial-up AOL? Like, is there like a ringing in the background? Because he's like, hey, what fumble are you guys talking about? I'm like, dude, we're already on to the next snap.
Do you remember talking to girls at your house, Aaron, when we were kids on AOL, like random chats?
Probably.
Not that you knew. You're just in random AOL chat rooms just talking to girls.
I have a funny story, smiley face and wink.
Yeah, I'm not going to share like one of the stories because that's like after hours controversy topic. But we're trying to impress some ladies online and it just went down the wrong rabbit hole. Really quick.
Sounds like a controversy segment for an NFL preview show.
Good times, dude. It was so good. Such a special time in our history. I love it. Well, let's kick things off. By the way, who'd you guys have in this 49ers-Rams game before we go into the rest of the Sunday kickoff schedule?
I would have taken the Niners +8.5 just because of the goofy. It was just a big spread to me. I'm shocked if this holds true that the Niners look like to win outright. I would have picked the Rams to overall win this game, but the Niners covering I think was there just because of there's a lot of injuries. I think that's why it was probably influencing that line quite a bit. That I think the Niners for the most part were starting a JV squad. I think if you can call one up in the NFL with so many of their starters being out, I think they were just calling wide receivers off the street to play for the Niners tonight. But I would have taken the Niners +8.5, but the Rams to win the game, so it would have been wrong on that count. But one against the spread.
I would have definitely taken the points for the Niners. I don't know if I would have taken either to win, but
I would have taken the Rams to win, Niners to cover. I think I told you, Rome, I liked. Well, when I talked to you yesterday, the over-under was 47, dropped to actually 44. I thought the Rams would win 24-17. So based off that score, I'd have the 49ers covering and the under would be the play here. But both could still be the case, but we'll see here. The Rams got the ball back with some time at midfield, just a chance to get a tying field goal, even though their field goal team has had multiple kicks blocked throughout the year, as they showed in the highlights. Every week from week two, they've basically had a kick blocked, it seems like.
Nice. How many seconds you guys got left at the game?
I got 31.
Okay, I got 36. Looks like mine caught up a little bit.
You really have missed the opportunity, Aaron, to say, hey, the game's over, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'd have been so pissed. I'd have been so irritated.
Yeah, but then you would have seen me like going, ooh, ah, ooh. Like, what do you do? Oh, celebration, Yankee celebration. My bad.
Yeah. No, good win. I also saw the Cubs game, too. That was a lot of fun. Love seeing the Padres go down in flames. It's a good sign. It's a good sign for things to come. All right, let's kick things off. We are still in, or no. No, not still in London. Still international game to kick things off.
We are now going to London.
Yeah.
We hadn't been in London. We were in Ireland last week.
We're going
to London now.
Now we're going
Tottenham
to London.
Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Ooh. Fish and chips. Lots of cool pubs over there. They definitely know how to do pubs right. Vikings stayed over the week, I assume. Vikings were favored by 3.5 over the Browns, over under 36. Aaron, who do you got?
Yeah, I mean, last week was one of my plays of the week was the Vikings. Rome, as you probably noted or we talked about, I started 0-4 in those morning session games, and the Vikings were definitely one of the more disappointing teams. I think Minnesota's going to bounce back in a big spot here. I mean, Dylan Gabriel's getting the start for Cleveland. I guess the Browns are kind of looking for some of that same magic that the Giants got from Jackson Dart. The only difference was that was a home game. This is a neutral site game. Minnesota got embarrassed. So, you know, they're going to be hungry to, and they get a rookie quarterback. You know, Brian Flores is going to dial up the blitzes, the pressures. Oh, I like Minnesota. I love Minnesota here. They got to bounce back. They can't play any worse than they did for three quarters against the Steelers.
I agree. I'm with you, Jason.
Yeah, clean sweep across the board. If you would have looked at it, only 3.5. I know, you know, we don't have J.J. McCarthy in or whatever they're doing from Carson Wentz, but that's still a really serviceable backup, regardless we saw last week. Them staying in overseas, I think, you know, a little bit of a competitive advantage. We always talk about that West to East Coast, you know, United States flight. You're talking about going across the pond to another country. Now you had a team spend their entire week, you know, in the United Kingdom area. I think that's a big advantage, but Aaron hit on it. He's a big Brian Flores guy, dialing it up against a rookie. I don't think the magic is there. Haven't seen much from this Cleveland offense for the most part the entire year. I mean, Jerry Jeudy's, you know, for the most part, even was non-existent with Joe Flacco. I don't know if Dylan Gabriel's going to have it against a Minnesota defense that has been, you know, pretty solid throughout the entire year. I think last week was definitely, you know, one to throw away for them, but I like Minnesota as well.
Nice. Next game, Dolphins, Panthers. Dolphins here by 1 point in Carolina, 44.5 over under. Jason.
Yeah, man, this is just, I don't know what to think of Miami week to week at this point.
This is a stay away.
It probably is, because like you can 100% like, because what the Panthers win like 30-0 a couple of weeks ago or something? They were wondering what
they're hot and cold, dude. They are hot and cold. Yeah. Same thing with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I agree, Rome. This would be the game you probably stay away if you're going with, you know, basically no spread on it. The Dolphins had some impressive aspects of the game last week, but now, hey, Tyreek's gone for the year, so you're going to be looking for Achane and Waddle to make up this offensively. The Panthers on the flip side, you know, hot and cold. Don't know what you're going to get. I think reluctantly, McDaniel's still in it. I don't know. I still got a feeling there's something left in the Dolphins. I'll take the Dolphins.
Nice. Aaron.
I'm going Dolphins here too. I mean, week to week, we really don't know what we're going to get from both these teams, but I think Miami the last 2 weeks has shown more consistency. I mean, I know we probably haven't talked about Tyreek Hill's knee injury, devastating, out for the season, dislocating knee, torn ACL. That's going to hurt their offense, but they still got other playmakers with Achane and Waddle. They've been moving the ball. Defensively, they're not great. Carolina, outside of that 30-0 win against, you know, Atlanta, what, 2 weeks ago that Jason mentioned, they've been terrible. They got blown out last week against the Patriots. I think the Dolphins have just been the better consistent team here. It's a pick'em game. I'm going to go with them on the road. I got a better feel, better vibe with them.
Nice. I'm just trying to pull up some stats here. I had some stats here in a little bit, but you got like a pair of 1-3 game teams here. Carolina, who did they beat again? They beat the Falcons, got annihilated by the Pats last week. I lost a close one against the Cards, and then got out manhandled by the Jags. This is tough, dude. It's been hot or cold. This would be a stay away. I'm going to lean for the Panthers here to win at home. Plus one.
Was it Chuba Hubbard's out as well, right? I think he's out of this game, or is not practicing for Carolina. So I think he might be that game.
Yeah, not officially. Still questionable. But he is probably game time decision.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be a game time pick for me. If he's in, whether or not that would probably sway who I pick.
Yeah. I think Miami, with just the playmakers they still have on offense of Achane and Waddle, I give them the slight edge here. Could be another one of those high scoring games. Carolina's played a lot of high scoring games when their defense hasn't shown up.
No. Yeah, for sure. All right. Next game, Cowboys Jets over under 47.5. Cowboys favored by 2.5. In the Meadowlands, Aaron.
Man, this is one of those games where one team looked really, really good beyond what they should, and another team looked terrible on Monday night. Following that trend, I got to go over the Jets reluctantly. I do not feel good about that, but the Jets looked terrible on Monday. Aaron Glenn seems to be, you know, really frustrated, kind of going to start holding guys more accountable, supposedly. Cowboys, I think Sunday was their Super Bowl for them, really. If you look at how they played, that was, you know, go in, go for it all, tie game against the Packers. Now you got to go on the road against the Jets, who aren't very good. You got to get up for this game. 2.5. I'm going to take the points. I would take the points whoever's getting in this game. So I'm going to take the Jets here plus 2.5.
Jason.
It's not a bad play. If I'm taking Rome, this is probably a stay away for me because you don't get a really good feeling on which of the team is going to, you know, which Cowboys team is going to show up, which Jets team is going to call up. I mean, it's shocking even to feel the Jets are 0-4 because they've put in some pretty impressive performances, you know, that have been shocking. You know, you have blocked field goals. You had that offensive explosion in week one that we didn't see from Justin Fields. But I have a little more faith in the Cowboys after Sunday night where Aaron's saying it was their Super Bowl. They were up on it. I mean, they've been able to do some things offensively and the defense wasn't as bad. Probably, you know, could be a little bit of a high scoring game, but I think Dak Prescott still has the tools he needs offensively. It is a little bit of a running game with Javonte Williams. It's a lot. I would say a lot of points. It's not a ton of points, but it's a field goal deciding. It's at 2.5. I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, like Jason said, I mean, last time Dallas pulled this Houdini on me, they played against the Bears, and I took them when I lost. I'm not falling for that trick again, so I'm taking the home team, the Jets, here. I can't do it. I just can't.
I've been bouncing back and forth on this one just because both teams have showed some strong effort. The Cowboys offense is still prolific. Dak Prescott having a pretty good year. I think Cowboys are still going to show up, but for some reason, like I picked the Jets to show up at the Miami game and they didn't. I really trust the new coaching staff and what they're doing. I think Justin Fields, he looks like the best running quarterback in the NFL, but looking like the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields again with the Jets, which, you know, is really unfortunate. I'm taking the Jets reluctantly as well, but like Panthers, Dolphins, Cowboys, Jets, these are like switch rounds. Like I can switch my mind like the day of. It's more like a feel for game. But, Jets plus 2.5. That's tough. I would take the points anyways, you know, assuming it's a close game. Raiders, Colts favored by 7 points, 48 over under. Jason.
Yeah, when you're looking at the beginning of the season, I don't think you're seeing many games where you felt like the Colts are going to be a 7-point favorite against a team, even as kind of lower of the AFC the Raiders have been. But, you know, the Colts have come out pretty surprising at the start of this season, you know, sitting with a 3-1 record, you know, losing at the Rams last week, but impressive victories over the Broncos. You know, obviously they beat the Titans and mopped the floor with the Dolphins at the start of the year. And Daniel Jones is really playing, you know, for something at this point. For me, though, it's a lot of points. You saw a defense that, you know, gave up a lot versus the Broncos, even versus the Titans offense isn't that prolific. Even though the Raiders, probably a demoralizing victory or a defeat that they had versus the Bears last week, they may have found something with Genty in the running game. So they get a little more out of that. And Geno played an all-time worst game and they still barely lost. And so I think you're counting on Geno on a little bit of a comeback game here. And I think keeping it close, I think the Colts still win this game, but I would take the Raiders with the points.
Aaron.
I'm taking the Colts here. I mean, the Colts, if you go back and look at the game against the Rams, could have easily won that game. I mean, he had the fluke fumble basically before he crosses the goal line by Mitchell. Rams made some good plays there, a trip up there in the secondary for a long pass. Atwell gets a touchdown there to win the game. Jason said it best, coming off a devastating loss in a game that they could have won. Who knows if that field goal doesn't get blocked if he makes it. I think it's a tough trip for them to travel to Indy against a team that's hungry, that feels like they let one get away. I think it's a demoralizing loss for the Raiders. It's going to come back and hurt them here. I think Geno has another bad game against a defense that's been forcing a lot of turnovers in the Colts. I like Indy by at least 10 here, so I'll take the Colts minus 7. Plus, I think Brock Bowers is probably going to be a game time not play. He got downgraded and not practicing today. That's a big loss for the Raiders if he can't go. And I think Genty, that was a one-off for me. I don't think he's going to have a good game this week. The Colts will be focused on stopping him. I like Indy here minus 7.
Yeah, I think the Colts are a really good team. They probably should have won that one as well, but you know, they're definitely a team to be fucking with down the stretch. Raiders, they've been scoring points on the back end of games. With the 7 points, maybe they still make it a shootout. Geno, maybe he gets 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter to keep it close. I'm not sure what to expect. I know the Colts, although not a top-tier defense, they do get after it, and I do expect them to apply some pressure. Geno Smith has looked really messy this year. I think if he has a bad game this week, this might be time to start looking elsewhere because it is it can't get
you
much.
You got Kenny Pickett waiting in the wings there.
Kenny Pickett might be a little bit better actually. I think Colts still win, but I got the Raiders with the 7 points. This is going to go over for sure. I think that's a lock of the week. Broncos, Eagles, 43.5. Eagles favored by 3.5. Game of the week? I don't know. Aaron, who do you got?
Well, how many games in a row have the Eagles won? Is it 20 or 21 in a row consecutively from last season? Well, Jalen Hurts has started. I should say started and finished a game. I think it's 20 or 21 in a row. That ends on Sunday. I like the Broncos to go in there and win outright. So I'm taking Bo Nix, Sean Payton, +3.5. Woo. Tight, close game. I think they get it done either way. I think it's a 1-2 point victory for either one. I'll say it's 24-23 Broncos get the upset win in Philadelphia.
Wow. Big time. All right, Jason.
I'm agree with Aaron on this one. Eagles being 4-0, but you look at any one of these first four games, you know, they have been, you know, one possession at the end of the game. We're talking where things are at. That Cowboys game was super close to start the season. The Chiefs game just got by. The Buccaneers, I won't say blown out, but they were up big in the first half and almost let it slip away and have Baker come back on them again. The Broncos kind of found themselves a little bit over the past couple of weeks after not getting it. So Bo Nix, you know, probably his best game of the season, and looking for that that sophomore, you know, step up that we're going to look for. I like it as well. So I'll take the points with the Broncos as well. I won't go as far as saying they win, but I think it's definitely an upset alert. Aaron picking his guys, Peyton and Steichen back to back, though. Not a shock either.
Not a shock.
It's good matchups for him this week, man. I took the Rams last week against the Colts.
You did. Yeah, you did. Raiders barely inked out a win against the Cowboys. Barely got away from the Chiefs. Barely got away from the Rams. They dominated the Bucs, though. That was probably the most impressive win of the season. I know the score is closer than what it was. Broncos, it seems like they're starting to get a little warm here. Couple back-to-back really impressive performances. Bo Nix had a really great game. I'm taking the Broncos with the points. I think this is going to be a clean sweep for us. I don't know if they win, but Eagles, they're on alert. And if they're not going to trip on this game, you know, it's not going to be a while until they trip again, unless they trip one of those Giants games, which they got 2 times out of the next 3 weeks. So I expect the loss here against a really quality team before they get a couple opponents that they can beat up on. All right. What's the next game? Giants? Yes, Giants-Saints. Saints favored by 2 points. Giants. This is New Orleans. 42.5 over under. Aaron, who you got?
Yeah, I mean, Giants coming off that first win of the year. Big win against the Chargers. Dart came in, got the job done. Not real impressive numbers, but made some plays of his legs and made some nice throws when he needed to keep drives alive on third down, but they lost Malik Nabers. That's a big loss. The Saints, we've been talking about, are they going to win a game this year? I think this is their best time to do it. I say they do it. I'm taking the Saints here, -2. Probably they'll win by one and the Giants will cover, but I'm going to take the Saints here. If there's a spot to take them this year and to get a win, this is it. Given where the Giants are at offensively, it's not going to be easy, but I'm going with the Saints.
Jason.
Yeah, I'm agree with Aaron here. I mean, I was the biggest naysayer on the move to Jackson Dart when we talked about this last week. He got the win, but losing Nabers, you know, huge impact to them offensively. There's a lot of emotion, them getting the Chargers at the right time and place. As bad as the Saints are, New Orleans is always kind of a tough place to play, and some weird things happen down there. Aaron, I think, mentioned that a couple weeks ago. Yeah, New Orleans has been bad, but I think they made those first 2 weeks slightly competitive, and you've seen some flashes of the offense that I think they could put it together for this week. If they can do it one time, this may be the step to take it. I'll take the Saints as well.
They've been good at home, at least very competitive. They either take this one or they take the one next week against the Pats. They're not winning both, but I don't know, man. I'm kind of feeling the rookie quarterback wave there in New York. Ah, dude, this is such a stay away. Is there any big injuries in this game? I didn't really get a chance to like dig deep on this one.
Besides Neighbors?
Yeah, besides Neighbors.
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm not seeing, I mean, Taysom Hill's limited.
He hasn't played a game yet this year, right, Hill?
Yeah, he's out. But Juwan Johnson, the tight end, so you've seen the reps. He's questionable, but probably plays. Chase Young is out.
You know, I think this is a good chance for the Saints to win. I did like how the Giants incorporated Scatterboo last week. So I'll just take the 2 points. I think, why not? It's going to be a close game. Maybe a nail biter. So just for the hell of it, I'll just take the 2 points on that one. Texans, Ravens. Texans favored by 2 points, over under 40.5. It's our last Sunday morning game. Jason, who do you got?
I've taken the Ravens the last 3 weeks, and you know, two of the three ain't looking good. The Texans, you know, maybe think they found themselves last week. But Aaron, have you seen online this video of last week the Texans doing a pass rush where they have three guys block one guy?
That was bad.
I did not okay. See that.
It was around there, like basically like three guys just block one guy. Like everyone, it was a 4-man rush, and I think two people still got to the quarterback or something crazy like that.
It sounds like the Texans block protection.
Pretty much. And I think that's the meat of the key to the game for it. The Ravens has not been the Ravens defense, you know, or of our golden era or any time in the recent history. But this particular offensive line, I think, gives the Ravens a chance defensively to do something that they haven't been able to done against any of these offenses so far this year, except for maybe that Cleveland game, obviously. Lamar Jackson has got the speed, obviously, to counteract, which is probably one of the great strengths of the Texans, is like their pass rush with Will Anderson and some of the other pieces they got down there too. So
is Jackson going to play or is he out?
He's out. He's out for 4 weeks.
Oh, then I'm totally off on this one, but I still don't like it. I mean, I'm going to still take the Ravens.
Okay.
Did they rule? Yeah, I guess I did rule Jackson out. Well, see, Rome, I didn't do you, man. Bad research on my end.
That's the only one I knew about. All right, so you're going to take the Ravens. Aaron.
I only knew about all these Niners injuries, man. That was the only thing getting published. The Niners just weren't going to play anyway.
Dude, there was so many injuries this week.
I think Jackson is out for this game. I think he's out probably at least 2-3 weeks, but he's not practicing yet with the hamstring. Cooper Rush. You know, every time we count this guy out with the Cowboys, he'd always come in a big spot, get a big win. I mean, this is the big game for the Ravens. The Texans, I don't really trust them. Last week, they beat a bad Tennessee team. But the Texans got a better defense. They got a better quarterback here. I'm going to go with the Texans here. No Lamar Jackson. I think they can do enough against this defense that is really, really banged up. Hamilton, Jason's guys, he may be out as well in the secondary playing safety. We already know they got D lineman issues. I'm going to take the Texans here, -2.
That's a tough one, man. Ravens are just having the year from hell. I just feel like they got that, like the same season that the Bengals had last year, or at least the first half, what the 49ers had all year long. It's just bad luck, a little bad juju. Super Bowl picture and hopes and dreams are about to go down the drain, I think, this weekend. Texans are definitely still in must-win mode every single week, especially in their division. But it's looking good for my Steelers because I'm picking them to win this division outright from here on out, because it's just a down year for this whole division up and down. This is a stay away. I really don't know which way to go. You expect the Texans to start playing better at any moment. They did win a game pretty ugly last week. Maybe they get Nico Collins a little more involved. I'm hoping maybe they block a little bit better. I'm hoping Stroud catches a little magic from year one, but obviously we haven't seen much of it. And now in a year and a half, it's starting to become concerning. But Texans, I just have a little more trust with Stroud over Cooper Rush. But if Cooper Rush comes out and balls out with 300 plus yards and 3 touchdowns, I won't be shocked at all. I'd be like, yeah, that's what he does.
Rome, we do have a final. The 49ers have won it in overtime.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're messing with me, man.
Oh, I guess you're still behind, Rome.
You son of a bitch, dude.
I thought you caught up, Rome.
Nah, it's 4th-and-1 right now. God damn it. All right. Go fuck yourself, Aaron. All right, that's the end of the morning games. Let's jump to
So you got Texans, Rome?
I got Texans, but wouldn't be surprised if Ravens win this one. They need it. They'll be at home too.
A must win for both teams at 1-3. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, yeah, it's a must. Yeah, it's just a must to kind of get something going before the halfway mark. Afternoon games, 105 Titans at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals here by 7.5, over under 42. Aaron, who you got?
I don't know if there's a worse coach or a worse team right now in the league than the Tennessee Titans, but I'm going to take them here again, 7.5. Holy I mean, they've shit. Looked so god-awful here where they could beat 26-0 against the Texans. They've got beat, 41-20 by the Colts the week before. Rams beat them, 33-15. Arizona's not really explosive on offense. They're now about their number one back.
And their second back.
Yeah, Benson just got pit out.
Yeah.
They've got issues on offense, Arizona, and they've been banged up on defense. I think it's a low-score, grinded-out game. Give me Tennessee. I'll say the final score is 18-16. I'll take the Titans getting 7.5 here on the
nice. Hold on, my screen just went out. Titans 7.5 and the win, huh?
I'm not gonna say the win, but they'll cover. They'll keep it close. You know what? Yeah, why not? Give me
the win.
They
gotta
win.
Right.
They gotta give me the win. I said 18-16. I don't know if I said he was gonna win, but I'll take the Titans getting 7.5. A lot of points okay. for not a very good offensive team in Arizona.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah, Aaron, 100% hit on it. So far this year, Arizona has scored 20 points, 27 points, 15 points, and 20 points. So what makes you think they're going to cover a 7.5-point spread? No running game, basically that. They elevated Michael Carter from the practice squad or whatever, from a running back position. Marvin Harrison, still looking for something to him from a drops perspective. The offense hasn't really done much. The Titans have been bad, but, they put up some points here or there. It's going to be a rookie offense, and, I mentioned the quarterback situation, but I just think it's too much where Aaron's right. It's going to be a sloppy game, 18-15 or something like that. Maybe it's all field goals. Who knows?
That's funny. Yeah, they're pretty banged up, especially their it's going to be running back by committee on this game, although who they got taking over the reins for Benson as well as Connor. He showed some flashes. He's pretty good. I thought about picking up on the free agency wire because he's going to get some carries, but I think they're going to do by committee. This is really tough because the Titans have not been closer than 8 points in any game this year. So I'm still tempted to take the Cards. But then when you look at the Cards offense, you're right. 20 points, 27,
I 16 say...
or 15, and then 20. What, do they get 21 points in here? Do you think the Titans can get at least two touchdowns and a field goal? It's kind of tempting to take the points here.
I said, 18-16? I mean, Arizona hasn't won a game this year by more than a touchdown. That was the first game against the Saints, right? I think they won by 7.
By 7 points. Yep. That was in
New Orleans. And that was a goal line, basically a goal line stand they made there. Kind of a, rattler. I think got picked off late in the end zone there on a fourth goal.
And remember, the Panthers came back in the fourth quarter, and that one barely
Niners,
into it. It was
Niners
5.
Was a close game, and then
1 point.
Seattle was Seahawks. A close game.
That was a close game, yeah. I don't see them scoring more than two touchdowns and a field goal. I say, Aaron, you might be right on this one. 18-17. I think this might be a 17-14 game. I'll take the Tennessee points on this one. And that's kind of scary because they haven't really scored points either. But
they look terrible, man.
They look pretty
really bad.
I think there's going to be more.
If they look this bad again in Rome, I think Callahan gets fired this week. You just cannot continue to look like dog shit week in and week out.
Yeah, his excuses for the play calling and the fumbling, going through like two timeouts and also a TV timeout and still not having play calling, very Eberflus-like, except
Eberflus
was in Chicago.
He makes Eberflus look like a good coach. At least they can score some fucking points.
At least I guess so. this is a bad game, but no, great points, guys. Titans. Next game, Buccaneers, Seahawks, another battle game of the week in the afternoon. Seahawks favored by 3.5 up in the Northwest, 44.5 over under. Remember that it was like a similar game last week, right? Or last year.
It was a Rams Colts 3.5, that number in the afternoon game window.
Yeah. Jason, who you got?
Yeah, you guys already said interesting spread at 3.5. The Seahawks, I mean, I don't know if we want to say they're a surprising 3-1 start, but I mean, not terrible right now. The Buccaneers, have been the kind of comeback kids here in the second half of games. Baker leading these drives. I've really liked what the Seahawks have continued to progress throughout the game, but it's a weird spread to me. And that the 3.5 is there where you feel like this game's going to be tight. And like 3.5 at the half number's throwing me for a loop. So I'm going to take the Buccaneers +3.5 here at this point, because if it's a field goal game, give me the extra half point.
Nice. Aaron.
Yeah, this game's I've been going back and forth. I mean, Tampa's been really the comeback kids all year. They'll be down. Baker brings it back in the fourth quarter. Almost did it against Philadelphia. A couple of mistakes there. Seattle has struggled at home. I mean, they blew out New Orleans, but 2 weeks ago? But that was the Saints. But before that, they had a losing record for 3-5 last year at home. They've been road warriors. I think they won 8 in a row. I'm going to take Seattle here. I think with Tampa being as banged up as they are, and defensively they got some guys that are hurt. I think Seattle's feeling pretty good. They got the little extra rest. This is a big game for them. Sam Darnold, Baker were teammates there in Carolina, so you know they're both going to be, you know, texting each other like, "Hey, I'm going to get you this week. I'm going to get you." I like Seattle here. The aggressive defense, the quickness they have. No Mike Evans. I'm going to say Seattle wants a close one here. Wins by at least 4. I'll take Seattle -3.5 at home.
Wow. Yeah, I've been bouncing back and forth on this one. Seattle, just going back on their past few games, beat the Cards, beat the Saints, beat the Steelers, lost to Niners opening week. I feel like they're kind of due for a loss. Mainly, Bucks did not perform all that well against the Eagles last week. I think this might be a bounce back. I could have sworn there was a similar Baker Mayfield type of like coming out to the West Coast, except it was really early and he just dominated. And I can't remember what game it was, but I think he's going to come really prepared. I like, since they are the comeback kids, I like getting the field goal and a half. Kind of adds like a little bit of cushion. And they do got Goodwin coming back?
He
came back last week. He looked a little rusty, but he did get 10 targets. I think he's going to be heavily targeted this week. The defense, I am concerned about the Seahawks defense, though. But I think this is a close one. Seahawks win. At least that's my lean. But I'll take the Bucks with the points to keep it close. Next game, we have Lions with another big spread. 10-point favorites over the Bengals, 49.5. Aaron.
Yeah, a lot of points here to cover on the road here. Given what the Bengals have shown the last 2 weeks, I'm going to go with the Bengals. I mean, Bengals, Browning has not looked good the last two games, but those were both road starts in Minnesota and Denver against really, really good defenses. Lions, their defense has been playing pretty well. I don't think they are as good as Minnesota's defense and Denver's. Getting back home, I think, helps. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, closer than the experts think. I'm going to take the Bengals here, 10 points. I think Jamar Chase and those guys get it together on offense. I like the Lions to win still here, but they'll keep it within, I think, 7 points. So if you're going to give me 10, I'm going to take it. I'll take Bengals +10.
Fair. Jason?
I'm the opposite. I think 10 points isn't enough for this team right now. The Bengals have shown me nothing offensively. And if you saw the Lions offense versus the Bears and the other starts this week, besides the Packers game to really start the season, this Lions team, you know, they found something offensively, you know, versus a bad Browns team at home. They went into a subpar Ravens defense. And you're talking to me about a Bengals defense being able to hold them? That ain't happening. And so the Bengals need to participate in a shootout. And even if they got Chase and you know, Higgins and whatnot, like Higgins, does he have any catches the past couple of weeks? I don't even know if Browning can get him the ball. Like 10 points seems like this should have been like a 15-point spread or something there. Maybe I'm a sucker and Aaron's talking about the experts on it, but I just think the Lions blow them out.
Yeah, Bengals have been blown out by 25 points and also 35 points or something like that in the last few games since.
Yeah, 48-10 and 28-3, so 25 and 38. Yeah. So.
And now they're playing against a really hungry, really high-octane Lions offense and a defense that's coming back to its own after a year of hell themselves last year, even though they had a great year. The defense had a year of hell. I think they're going to win by at least 2 touchdowns here, and we're going to go over. Lions score at least 35 points. I'll give the Bengals a score, maybe two touchdowns, but they're going to cover the 10 points. I got this lock of the week. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Lions come out and just destroy the Bengals. They're a more dominant tiger anyways, or whatever you want to call them, cat. I call it a tiger. All right, forget it.
You call the lion a tiger?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Idiot.
That's the other, that's the other sport there in Detroit.
Which they go into the divisional series.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that, they really made that one interesting. You know, blowing a 15-point or 15-game division series, let Cleveland come all the way back and then just beat them in the first
round.
Crazy.
Yeah. There's been like a lot of blown leads this year in baseball. It's been pretty impressive. All right. We're almost here at the home stretch here. Commanders getting 2.5 points in San Diego, LA, Chargers 4-8 over under. Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, big game here for the Chargers coming off their first loss traveling to New York. It looks like Jaden Daniels is back for the Commanders. But, you know, Chargers got a lot of offensive line issues. Joelt going to be out for this game. We saw what happened when he went out. Giants put a ton of pressure on him. Luckily for the Chargers, Washington's defense can't stop anybody yet get after the quarterback. I like the Chargers here at home here in a nice bounce back spot. I mean, they've got Washington secondary's not any good. Like I said, they don't rush the passer. That means they're going to have to bring extra guys on the blitz. That leaves one-on-one for Quentin Johnson, Ladd McConkey. I like the Chargers here to bounce back and get a win. So I'm going to take the Chargers at home -2.5 to beat the Commanders and Jaden Daniels return to the lineup.
He's back.
I believe so, yes.
Nice. Jason.
Yeah, Jaden's back, but I think Terry McLaurin is not back.
Yes, he's
so
out.
You take a weapon away from him, and I agree with
Noah
Aaron
Brown is out as well for Washington.
Yeah, so I agree with Aaron coming back home. A lot of traveling for the Chargers, but you're getting team back home, a team that probably felt like they got embarrassed last week a little bit because it should have been a game that they should have won offensively between Johnson and Ladd McConkey. I think, you know, you've seen nothing from Ladd so far this year. He's been one of these like top 15 fantasy guys that's basically been kind of evaporated from the lineup so far. There could be, you know, something to develop there. I like the Chargers to bounce back as well.
Nice. That'll be a clean sweep with all the injuries there. Typically, I kind of like a Daniels here, and I think the Chargers would be, this might be like a type of like another sleeping game, but they already had one against the Giants. I don't think they have back-to-back with Harbaugh. Got the charge of the points, I guess. All right. Pats, Bills, Sunday night, 5:20 p.m. Pacific time. Bills favored by 7.5 against the Pats, 48.5 over under. Jason.
I like the Bills to continue winning versus the Patriots team, but the spread just, I don't know. This is Rome, if you're telling me a stay away on this one, the Pats have been able to score, you know, quite a bit in these games. And this feels like a game that's maybe closer than it appears on paper, even with the records looking at, because I mean, check out, you know, the last couple games for, you know, the Patriots, you know, 42 against, you know, a bad Panthers team, but they got 33 against the Dolphins. Locked in Steelers game, still able to score, you know, 14 points in that game. Just seems like another big spread that the Bills, do they come out to really put it to them? We put, what was it, 15.5 last week against like a subpar, you know, Saints team that came into Buffalo. Divisional game, know each other. I'm going to take the Patriots with the 7.5 points.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, Patriots have looked good the last couple weeks here. Should have beat the Steelers. Obviously, last week blew out the Panthers. Buffalo's kind of been sleeping through the motion, but it's prime time. There's no better quarterback in prime time than Josh Allen. Buffalo, lock of the week, -7.5. Smokes, I think, New England. They've been waiting for this game, going through the motions the last 2 weeks. They're going to get a big win here, heading into a Monday nighter against the Atlanta Falcons. I like them by 14 plus here. Give me Buffalo. Big, big bounce back win for them to show that they are the kings of the division.
Wow. Okay. This is interesting because just because I do like what the Patriots are doing with May, their collection, wide receiver, tight ends. May has been distributing the ball pretty well. as Sniper West mentioned the week prior, they probably should have scored a lot more points against the Steelers the week prior. They did respond back against the Panthers. Bills defense, though, like, they'll either get turnovers, but they don't really stop anybody really all that much. People get yardage on them, so I'm a little worried about that. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I like the over on this. We're talking about like 50-plus, maybe 52-plus points. I think that's a little low. You guys know I'm a big Josh Allen and Bills guy, but I'm leaning on taking the pass with the points, but Bills still get the victory. Ah, man, that is so close here. I'll take the Pats. We'll see how it goes. Last game, Chiefs at Jacksonville. Jacksonville had a big win last week in Santa Clara. Chiefs fared by 3.5 on the road. 46.5 over under. Jason.
Interesting line considering, you know, being in Jacksonville and the Chiefs, you know, giving them a lot of credit for the offensive explosion that we probably have been waiting a little bit versus maybe a bad Baltimore defense last week. But I think they maybe found something down there in Kansas City offensively. I mean, they got a couple of the pieces moving. Jacksonville, as much as I've liked Liam Cohen throughout the years, we thought, you know, being a good hire, what he can do with the running game. I still, every week, I'm going to talk about this passing game. Brian Thomas, where is he gone? Travis Hunter, how are they using him? I just don't know against a Kansas City defense that eventually gets up, hasn't been their best showing so far this year. It's tough giving the Jags those points, but I'm going to take Kansas City. I think they're still trying to be in the hunt for this West title. Jacksonville, I'm just still questioning the offense, and that may be a Shane Waldron bias, and I'm 100% open to that being my bias with this Jacksonville team, but I'll take Kansas City.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas City's coming off, you know, what, 37 points against Baltimore. They look good the last six quarters. You go back to the second half against the Giants as well. Jacksonville's been leading the league in turnovers, where they forced four last week. They get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I'm not sure KC's offense is back to justify them being a 3.5-point favorite. I think if it was a close game last week, this is a pick 'em. That's what I have it on my line in power rating. I like the Jags plus 3.5 here. I think this game comes down to the end. Late field goal by either side. I think the Jaguars with Liam Cohen in that run game, still really good, can create some things. And if Trevor Lawrence doesn't turn the ball over and they can get some stuff going in the pass game, like Jason said, if they can get that going, I think there's more big explosive plays from Thomas and Hunter. Close game, but I'm going to take the hook, the 3.5. Give me the Jags plus 3.5 on Monday night.
Yeah, for me, this might be another stay away, which would just bring me to 3 stayaways this week, guys. On the under, so
well, we do have two bye games, Rome. So that pits you back to 5 because you'd be playing those as well.
Get out of here, man. I kind of want to believe last week was just an aberration for the Chiefs, just because they were beating up on a really beat up Ravens team that basically didn't look like they tried after the first drive. They just fell asleep at the wheel and just, you know, I don't know what kind of good analogy to come up with here. That's not R rated, but. They just let their pants drop and they just, you know, took it from behind all night long. And I don't think the Jaguars are going to do that on this one. They're going to be at home. They're feeling really good about themselves beating up. Although another injured 49ers team, I think that team is better 49ers, than what the Ravens are right now.
This injured team just beat up on the Rams, who arguably were maybe the best team in the NFC.
Good Rams team. Yeah, really good Rams team. So pretty big gutsy win for them. I'm reluctant. You guys know me. I picked against the Chiefs every week last year. I think I might still the same. I'm willing to take that loss. I'm going to take the Jags with the points. But if the Chiefs win this one, you're looking at now everyone's talking about their like little dynasty is over, but they're going to be pretty respectable at 3-2, right? Would it be 3-2?
Yep. If they win?
Yeah, if they win.
Yeah.
And within striking distance, and that's kind of dangerous, even though they've started like as shitty as you can imagine them starting six weeks in. Jacksonville, that 3-1 looks a lot better than what that team is, but I'm putting my trust in the Jags. Let's see what your guy, Liam Cohen, can do in DeBall.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big game. I mean, they got Jacksonville, Kansas City. Then they got your Lions, Rome. followed by the Raiders, then Washington, Buffalo into a bye, then Denver and Indianapolis out of the bye. So big game here for the Chiefs to get above 500, definitely, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, they need it. All right. Very interesting. This was a different week.
I think we're all across the board on a lot of picks here. So yeah, it's a very interesting weird week.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I'm going to say I made the biggest mistake not knowing Lamar Jackson was out. So I would say just from the viewer's perspective, if we're across the board, it might be a good week to just decide with Aaron. He was hot last week. I feel like he's got a feeling this week. I don't know. I mean, I'm just
– I hope you're right, because I think I'm feeling it too, but we'll see.
I'm just going off a vibes thing right now. You know, I you know, it feels like I put the ball on the ground, you know, talking about that Baltimore game, and like Aaron's got a lot of confidence like seeking into him. So this may be a good week if you're listening to ride with some of the Aaron's picks.
Jason pulled the Derrick Henry, just pit it on the field, ball on the field in the fourth corner.
I did, man. I just plopped myself on the bench and looked up at the scoreboard.
You know why? We didn't mention it. It's because the Bears are on a bye. He doesn't even care this week. They're on a bye. He just doesn't even care this week to do his homework.
I'll be honest. We got the Singapore Grand Prix coming up this weekend. The Bears are on a bye.
Right? That's a 5 a.m.
It's an early start time for F1. So yeah, I'm going to be honest. I was maybe a little checked out in the NFL. A lot of fantasy though. That was the big thing. Like everyone, their brothers hurt. I got to update a million lineups and drop everything up because everyone's on bye weeks. People are hurt. So I mean, that's the only football focus at this point right now, but it was bad, Aaron. You're right. My focus maybe isn't there with the Bears being on the bye week. And you know, we're getting to the home stretch of the F1 season, right?
Nice. Okay. Cool deal. We'll see how it goes. I think we're going to bring back Sniper West for the following week as well. He's been asking to come back on the pod, so that's good. That's good news here.
He just wants to redeem himself from his six-win performance.
Yeah, I think so.
That's good. I mean, that means he'll be ready, so he might have some good winners for us in that following week.
Possibly, yeah. He was really good on the sides. All right, yeah, that's just it.
Yeah, as you say, you got to give Sniper West a credit. Like, I think some of the little prop stuff he has, even though he had the six wins, or some of the over-unders and other props he had was good.
That was good stuff. So that'll do it for Lions for the NFL Week 5. Catch us on YouTube.
Rome, are you going to give us your Power 8 before I interrupt and you close out the segment?
New Power 8, huh? Do I have that?
You were telling me yesterday you did.
Dude, I don't remember yesterday. Okay. Trying to balance what painkillers give me the right amount of functionality.
I mean, it sounded like you were teasing the Steelers were in the top 8 is what it sounded like from our conversation yesterday.
All right. So you guys teased me for keeping the Ravens at number 8 the week prior on the rankings. But with the loss to KC, they dropped out. There's actually a lot of movement here. There's a lot of movement here. A lot of change in the bottom half of the power rankings. So coming in at number 8, for the first time this year, give it up for the Pittsburgh Steelers making the power rankings first time. The reason why I put them at number 8 is they're coming off a pretty big victory in Ireland, feeling that nice Guinness beers in Rodgers' veins over a really good Vikings team. And, you know, since the Colts lost and the 49ers lost, and they all have similar records, they're kind of like all hovering the same sphere right now. I just had to give it to the Steelers. And, you know, I probably have the most unbiased rankings out of all of us. So I feel like it's pretty safe here. Bring them at number 8. Number 7, after a disappointing tie, the Packers drop a couple spots to number 7. I don't even want them in the top 8, to be honest with you, after that tie against the Cowboys. They look pretty pitiful in the last 2 games. And I feel like dropping them out. But honestly, I didn't have in my heart to put in anybody else here. Definitely couldn't put the Steelers above them. I just feel like not yet. We need to see another victory from the Steelers. Buccaneers coming at number 6. So they a slight drop down, but they showed a valiant effort in their loss. So they stay in the top 6. Chargers with the loss, they dropped down from number 3 to number 5. I think that's self-explanatory. Coming at number 4, climbing up 4 rankings, is the Los Angeles Rams. They are now.
I think they'll be out of your top 8 next week, Rome. But yeah, we might as well finish the segment.
Well, they just lost right now, so we're a little outdated here. But
well, okay. Yeah, it's a little late now. You know, I totally forgot. So
Maybe flipping the 49ers and Rams out right now, or is that how that goes at 4-1?
My rule is not to drop anybody more than five spots, you know, and it has to be a bad loss, but they lost to a pretty decent 49ers team, so I think they'll definitely see at least a 3-4 drop. But they're at number four on this one.
A pretty decent 49ers team that was starting Mac Jones, nor George Kittle, no Ayuk, no Pierce Hart.
No Jennings.
Yeah. It's not looking great. Still, nonetheless, anyways, let me sit on that for a little bit, all right? So, obviously, that's going to change on the week six rankings.
This is Thursday night results.
Yeah. These are pre-Thursday night. Number three is the Detroit Lions. They climbed up with another victory in the drop from the Chargers. Basically, Bills and Eagles finished the top two. Eagles, another impressive win over a really good team in the Bucs. So, that's the NFL Power Eight. Thanks for reminding me, guys, that the Rams just lost right now. So it kind of fucks things up when I don't release it before Thursday night. But yeah, that's it. We'll see how much change goes into next week. All right. Any other final thoughts?
I'm good.
You're good?
All right, cool. Source from the Sofa. We are out.